Chai Vang entered the courtroom in handcuffs and an orange Sawyer County jail jumpsuit. He told Judge Norman Yackel that he would waive his right to a preliminary hearing.
And did anyone threaten you or tell you not to have your preliminary hearing?
No.
And do you, in fact, waive or give up your preliminary hearing?
Yes, sir.
Court finds the defendant waived his preliminary hearing.
That was all the 36-year-old Vang said. Several relatives and friends of victims watched from the front two rows of the courtroom. They filed out, saying nothing, but some looked anguished. Attorneys met later with reporters and downplayed Vang's Hmong heritage. Prosecutor Peg Lautenschlager was asked by one reporter if she was surprised that people weren't waiting outside the courthouse with pitchforks.
It's fair to say that the people of northern Wisconsin are wonderful, and I think for those of you in the national media who are not familiar with northern Wisconsin, you've perhaps discovered that in the last several days.
Defense attorney Stephen Cohn says racial tension is only speculation. He says this is a case of one individual and not one culture.
When Mr. Dahmer was accused and ultimately convicted of what he did, nobody indicted the entire Caucasian community for the acts of one individual who happened to be Caucasian. And I would hope that that is the case here.
Cohn did say that two psychologists have interviewed Vang, but he wouldn't say if he'll use mental illness as a defense. He also says he'll file a motion to change the trial's location. A trial date is set for September 12th. Vang is in the Sawyer County Jail on $2.5 million bond. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.